If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. Hey, guys, how you living? Are you doing well? Good. I'm glad to hear that. In this episode, I just kind of caught up and talked about the things that I did yesterday, just where I've been over the last week and why you guys haven't heard anything from me, and just sort of did that. So that's about all it is. And it's less than an hour. It's just a quick episode. So there's that. Anyway, please go and subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. Kelsey Hudgens, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also subscribe to anywhere, Spotify, Apple iTunes, Google Play, Castbox, is that right? I don't know. Anywhere podcasts are available, type in MI Stuff Podcast, and yeah, you'll find me there. I got my phone doing all sorts of stuff over here. Hold on. Damn it. Quit. Off. All right. So, yeah. So please do that. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please go to Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. This is really aggravating me. Background noise nonsense. I'm sorry. MIStuffPodcast.com. Please go. There's a tip jar there if you guys want to help the podcast out financially. It's not necessary. Definitely appreciate it. Now what's going on? Are you serious? I'm sorry. It's like something, shit just keeps fucking with me. Forgive me. It just hasn't, you know what? It just hasn't been, things have not been going my way in this situation here over the last couple of weeks. It's just the video feed keeps dropping out. Their shit's, I don't know, just I'm being haunted. There's the secret's out. I'm being haunted. Anyway, yes, please go to screwballwhiskey.com, S-K-R-E-W, ballwhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. Also, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, at Yonder Wizard, W-I-Z-Z-E-R-D, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook, at MI Stuff Podcast, everywhere on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all over the place. I'm actually going to be starting doing a little bit more Periscope videos on Twitter, so keep an eye out for that if you guys are into that shit. So, yeah, there's that. Anything else that I got? Gonna have another guest episode coming at you on Tuesday, and I'm a horrible host at this point because I'm not 100% on the name yet because I've literally just been out of it. But that's gonna be happening on Tuesday. I'm waiting on a time now, but anyway, stay tuned for that. But anyway, until then, episode number 184 of the MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. So, hello. What's up, gentry? I am back from a very, very long, love you too, Lexa. I am back from a very long hiatus. I think the longest break, thanks Liz, 184, that's right. The longest break I have ever taken since I have started it on, oh sweet, thanks Liz. Oh yeah, I didn't share it anywhere. Yeah, sweet. Awesome. That's better if you do it anyway. You got more followers than I do. But yes, I have taken a super long hiatus from the podcast, which was about a week and then some. And I have just been in this funk. Is anybody else in that? Like, you just kind of like, I haven't felt like doing anything, man. I could equate it to the fact that it's just been a very busy summer, and I am sort of exhausted from that. And I think that's what I'm going to go with. I'm pretty sure that that's what it is. I'm pretty sure I'm just tired, man. The summer was very busy, and now I'm getting this change in seasons too. I always get weird when the weather changes and Mercury is in retrograde, and also people suck. That is very accurate. But seriously though, I don't know. I've been playing a lot this summer, and I don't mind playing a lot, and I love it. I would be doing it anyway, but it is very, very strenuous on the, it's very strenuous on the brain. I'm seeing I'm red down there. Now I'm yellow again. I'm green. Right. See, it's just changing like stoplights down there. Oh yeah, Gentry. I actually went. So that's what I was getting at. I was gonna tell you guys earlier. Thank you, Alexa. But yeah, I did. Last night with Chip and Smitty. What up, Seventh Kevin in the house? Brother Bill watching. What's up, Brother Bill? But we did a gig last night in Montrose, at Montrose in Somerville, South Carolina. And once we did that, we got done at about 1 o'clock and got loaded up coming out. And then I heard somebody in the bar say, well, at least we get that extra hour of sleep tonight. And I was like, yes, I forgot about the extra hour of sleep. And man, could not have come at a better time on a night when we have a gig in which we get done at 1 o'clock in the morning, and where me and Chip have to get up and do 11 a.m. gig. And poor Chip, listen, that man is a soldier, and I appreciate him for doing it. Shut up, Will. I appreciate, yeah, I'm sorry, Liz. I don't know what's going on with my YouTube video. I'm having a lot of weird stuff going on with the YouTube thing. Let me close out some of this stuff that I've got going on here real quick. But yeah, God bless Porkchop for coming all the way from Conway. He drove all the way back there this morning at like 2:30 in the morning, and then was back down here by fucking 10 o'clock this morning, or about 10:30. Ready to do another gig. And it was, dude, it was actually pretty good. It was fun. Adam showed up and jumped up there with us. Uh-oh. What's Liz talking about over here? I'm trying to... There's certain things that I think that they get open, like programs and such, whenever I open my computer, that maybe shouldn't be. But why is it buffering? This sucks so bad. See, everything is against me today. Everything is against me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. This is going to be good. I haven't done it in a while, and I haven't felt like doing it. This will be good. This will bring me out of this little funk that I'm in. And now I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm just getting frustrated. But that's beside the point. What the point is that the chili cook-off thing was good. We had a good gig last night. There was very good room, and I like the way they've got this room set up. So, the way they have the room set up where we played last night, it's like a pretty big room, but they put the band and they have a little bar in this little cubby hole off to the side. So, like, you can put, like, five or six people in that little spot, and it kind of looks like, you know, there's a lot of people there. And thankfully, there was about 30 people in the room last night. So, okay, good, Gentry. Thank you, too, Liz. I think it is, too, Will. So, anyway, what was I just saying? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought thinking about video shit. See, that's probably the only upside, I think, of maybe one day getting to the point to where I have I'm also live on Facebook, Liz. I started doing that when I go live. So I'm doing live on Facebook as well. I went live on Periscope earlier with Twitter, and I'm going to start doing some more Periscope stuff. But I'm going to start doing some Periscope stuff and start going live on Twitter. I just like the fact, I like going live on the phone. Yeah, there were about 30 people there. We were in a corner. That's right. Good call. So there was about 30 people there. We're in this like little cubby hole off to the side of a room, and it makes it look packed when there's just a few people in there. So I like that aspect of it. And I don't know, we played a few requests, and there was a couple of people, and I guess I'm getting more lenient with people now, because there was a few people there who would normally like really piss me off, and like they were doing things that I would like normally get really aggravated by, but I just wasn't last night. And I don't know if it was just me uber trying to stay calm, and since I don't know, like preserve energy because I knew I was going to need it the next morning maybe, but either way, it was a fun gig, and the way they got that room set up is pretty nice. But we got in the truck, and we were headed back home. And old Pork Chop, old Chip Harrelson, who is strongly one of the most favorite people I've ever played with in my life. And I'm very lucky to get to play next to him a few times a month. But he's just a monster. And that man drove all the way back to his house in Conway. And this was at, he probably got home at 3 o'clock in the morning. Later, he probably got home at 3:15. And was back down here right next to my house. And I told him he could crash on the couch if he wanted to, but I'm a man that understands wanting to be home. I don't fault nobody with that. But he went home and was back down here at about 10:30 this morning for a gig at the Wicked Tuna for the chili cook-off. So I was at, and that's another thing I was talking about. I had this thought again. Go ahead, Will. Start a watch party. So at the chili cook-off, got there probably a little after 10, and Adam called me randomly and was like, "Oh, you going to chili cook-off?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm playing." And he was like, "Man, I think I want to play." And I was like, "Shit, bring a guitar, okay." So Adam brought a guitar, and he got up there with us. We were all hanging out. for, I don't know, about an hour before we got up. And then we got up and played till noon. And immediately after we got done, I was like, I'm going to take all this stuff to the car. I parked at Tito's across the street. So I'm going to take all this shit to the car. And then I will, I'll be right back. And I'm just telling everybody. Oh, yeah, Gentry, 1,000%, way too many humans. But this is the thing. I was actually kind of fine with it. There you go, Will. Get them. But it's like, we pulled that thing you do. We unplugged our shit. We packed up real quick, and we, like, just ran through the crowd, me, Adam, and Chip, and we were all going to get walk back over to just put – they were helping me carry the stuff back to my car. And we got back to my car, and I was at Tito's, and we walked into Tito's, and that I'll be right back to the chili cook-off ended up being – because I planned on going back over there and hanging out for all the bands – but I literally got into Tito's, and there was just a few people in there, and that room, there, I don't know what it is about that room, but it got there. It's like where somebody shares the video to watch with a bunch of other people and, like, comment within that, Alexa. But, asking what a watch party is. But, yeah, so... I was totally planning on going back over there, and I, as a matter of fact, I told four or five people that's like, that motherfucker, he said he was going to be right back, and he just left. Watch party! And I wasn't. But, sorry, by the way, for those who I said I'll be right back, and I wasn't. But, what can you do? I got over there, and my car was blocked in. But it was by Adam, so, I mean, we got out.
Changing every day in every possible way. All my dreams never quite as they seem. It's never quite as they seem. I know I've felt like this before. I feel it now and I want more. Because it came from you. And now I open up and see a person falling. Here is me. A lovely way to dream. I want more, impossible to ignore, impossible to ignore. They'll come true, impossible not to do, impossible not to do. So now I tell you openly, you have my heart, so don't hurt me. Just a dream to me. And what you say is in your mind, so understanding and so kind. Just a dream to me. Oh, in every day, every possible way. Oh, my dreams are never quite as they seem, 'cause you're just a dream to me. I've had that stuck in my head for a while. Chili cook-off was fun. I got stuck at Tito's. Not necessarily stuck. I was just there for a while. But I started thinking about the podcast, and I've been neglectful lately. Oh, thanks, Paige. I love that one. But and I don't know the words to it all the way, but I'll get there. But yeah, I don't know. I felt like I have been neglecting it, the podcast, I mean, and in a bad way. And I feel that that's not fair to my idea of what I wanted it to be. And, like, I don't know, I want the podcast to be successful and such, but I also want to do it. You know what I mean? It's not like, not that I don't want to do it. I want to, like, have something to say. And you know what's funny is I'll get these ideas in the middle of the night, and I'll write them down in my phone, make notes of them, and all right, on Liz. I'll have these things in my phone, and this might upset a lot of the. And I don't know, and I say this, and a lot of folks might be offended, but I do have a lot of Up With America friends, and I'm not, I have nothing against that. It's just not exactly my style. Oh man, is it really still buffering? Jesus, that really upsets me. It says consider turning down video settings or, and then nothing else. Well, I'm sorry. This might be more of a video, or I mean, an audio episode. I'm sorry about the video, guys. That's just, I don't know. You know what it is? It's been screwed up ever since I tried to go live on Facebook through OBS and was unsuccessful at it. It's been like that ever since. Jesus, that is aggravating. But I have a lot of Up With America friends, and there's nothing wrong with being proud of your country. I love America. I have a Declaration of Independence hanging right there. There's an American flag hanging on my wall. I have to touch every single day to flip the lights on in my room. I love it. I'm in a band called The American Sound. Like, it's, I like America a lot. But I saw this video the other day of this high school football team, an entire high school football team. Yeah, you know what I mean, Liz. Like, this high school football team marching through the stands, and each of them were holding an American flag, and they were just marching out holding American flags, and like everybody in the stands were standing up and cheering. And like I said, I love America. Now, if I were there for that, I'm like, that'd probably be a pretty impressive display of
patriotism. But I had this thought. I was like, man, if we see people from other countries doing stuff like that, we think, oh, who the fuck are you? You know, like, we think that about them, don't we? Don't we? Like, if we saw, for instance, we see Russia do that. Like, there's just a group of Russian kids playing a popular Russian sport, showing my ignorance by not knowing one. But imagine that. Like, if we saw a bunch of Russian kids marching out holding Russian flags, like, we would think that looked pretty creepy, I bet, as a whole. And then, I don't know, the same with, like, I don't know, it reminded me of, like, a North Korea type thing. And I was like, man, this just sounds like something that seems, I don't know, it just seemed very Nazi Germany, very North Korea influenced. But I don't know. That's what it felt like. And that was just me. I could have just been super duper stoned when I saw it and like misread the whole thing. But I don't know, man. I'm the kind of person who's like, I want to be subtle. Oh yeah, yeah, 100%. I get that too. And they are happy to express. And as they should be. Like, being an American is a pretty fucking awesome thing, dude. You know, be proud of that. I'm proud of that. But just, I realized that I know that for sure. But like, and like I said, I could have just like been thinking of jokes around it, and maybe the joke around it was, well, maybe the joke around it was like, maybe the joke around it was, man, this is like they're marching through like soldiers, but it was just football players in full football gear walking out holding American flags. It was, I mean, an entire football team worth of American flags. And like, the reason that I feel strange about it is just because I'm very inward about how I feel about things and not so outward. Like, I'm very much like that with my religion, you know, with my Christianity. Like, most people who would speak to me on an everyday basis, you would never know that I'm a Christian, you know, like, unless we have that conversation, because I make sure to, I want that to be like the last thing that people find out about me, in my opinion. I want, like, because I just feel like some people, like, the negative connotation that Christians have is because of people who are very, like, dumb, is because of dumb Christians. And, like, I don't know, I just feel like that might be the kind of thing that I want to avoid being thought of with me. Like, because there's just, and no offense, don't anybody take offense to this, because I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just, you know, I'm just talking. But there are a lot of dumb Christians, and there are a lot of people who do the wrong things, and they are going by the things that their parents have told them and that preachers have told them over time, but they're not based in anything biblical. And I'm a biblical Christian. You know, I believe in the Bible, and I do things differently because I believe in the Bible. And I feel like a lot of that has been gotten wrong lately, but I try to make that the last thing that somebody finds out about me. Because I told you all of that little bit, so I could tell you this bit. In the Bible, it says that when you pray, you should pray in your closet at home. And it says that you should literally pray in a prayer closet at home so that no one can see your prayer, so that you're not out boastful in that. Like, God will honor that which is not done for recognition. So, and yes, I am a spiritual person, Liz. But it should be, it's the sort of thing that I feel like I'm not trying to gain recognition from my religious belief. And I also feel the same way with my, I guess, what would you, I don't, there's a thin line between patriotism and nationalism. I love my country. Like, I think there's a few things that can make me cry at will. And that is thinking about this country and the morals upon which it was founded. And I'm getting teary-eyed even thinking about that. But also, baseball. I don't know why baseball, but seriously, like, I love this country so much. And I think, not, and I guess it's a narcissistic side of me that wants to say, well, I do this way, so you can also do this way. But not to say that my way is better than anyone else. I'm just saying that my way is an option. Oh, that Whitney Houston national anthem, man. She may as well wrote that song. But still, like, where was I? Hold on. I just lost it. Oh, yes, I got it. So, yes, I'm not saying that I want people to do that which I do. I'm only saying that the way that I do it is an option that maybe you haven't considered utilizing yet. Like, there is a way to be patriotic and love your country and do all these things without, like, literally prancing on to football fields with flags and things like that. And I know, understand, I'm not, and I don't want, and I know this is a controversial topic, which is why I had almost considered not bringing it up, but a little late now for that, huh? So, but I don't know. I feel like, you know, not knocking on how anybody else wants to celebrate their country, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't, and for the same reason why I don't want people to be so aggressive about every single time they talk about Christianity, like every single word that comes out of their mouth is like, oh, you know, God's been good to me, and all, and you know what, and I love that. I love the fact that people are vocal and proud of what God has done for them in their lives, but I also believe that if it is our job as Christians to reach people and bring people to Christ, then a lot of folks are going to stop listening once they find out that God is part of the conversation or that anything religious is part of the conversation. I would say that those, Bible says, those who are sick are the healthy do not need a doctor. The you know, only those who sick need be healed. So, like, if you want to talk to somebody who's already on your team, then that's a good route to go. But if you want to bring new people to Christ, I don't think that, you know, throwing that out there is, like, right off the bat is the way to get them in. And I understand that might be like fishing and baiting somebody. Not necessarily baiting somebody, but just, like, not making that your forefront. And I think that maybe that might, I don't know, it might send the wrong message off the bat. And that's sort of how I look at, this whole, and I say up with America, for lack of a better term, just, but I, that's how I feel about a lot of that stuff, is just the fact that it's, might not be the best idea to lead with that, you know, like, Maybe let's play the football game first and then get everybody like, oh, yeah, we love football. This is really cool. But and granted, this is a high school football thing, and which is in the South. And that thing, that will always fly in the South. It'll always work in the South. And it's just, yeah, it will for sure. But I don't know. I love the fact that people are excited about America, and people are proud of this country that I am also very proud of. But it's almost like you've got this. 100%. Liz, you're right. It is crunch time for the campaign trail, so to speak. And I do believe that people are actually giving a shit about America. But it's almost like we've got this really, 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 really badass vehicle. Like, we've got this fucking, I don't know, this amazing brand new Aston Martin. And it's like, okay, listen, we really need to take care of this car. This is a really nice car. Let's not go out here and cut donuts in it and just go out there and show how awesome and how fast it is. Let's enjoy it. All of these are cheap analogies to what I'm actually saying. Like, I'm just personally, for me, that just seemed a little excessive. That just seemed a little excessive, and it sort of reminded me of how overbearing sometimes people can be. And I'm one of those people. I'm a very overbearing person, so I understand the negative connotation to it is what I mean. I have seen what being an overbearing person does to just small relationships in my own life. So I fear what that does on a larger scale is basically all I'm getting at. I'm not saying this is, and that's why I preface all of this by saying all of these things about America and stuff like that. But then even that probably seems to feel like that when somebody starts before they're going to say something racist, they'll be like, oh, I have a lot of minority friends or blah, 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 blah. And then you know something racist is coming. But Liz, you know what? I was only planning on going for a half hour, and I've already got 38 minutes. So I think I'm just gonna go ahead and call this one. I keep having... I keep having video problems on the YouTube, and I was literally only planning on doing this for about a half hour. Just I'm trying to do shorter episodes now when it's just me, because guys don't want to listen to me ramble for an hour and a half, 2 hours by myself. But anyway, yeah. So I don't even know what this. I don't even know what I should call this episode. It might just be, I don't know. I'll figure that out. But I've just been so lazy. I've just wasted my life away for the last I don't know how long. And I haven't been recording episodes like I should be. So there was an episode that I actually ended up canceling because I was sick for like a few days. And like anytime the weather changes drastically, I have weird sinus issues. And then one night I ate something bad at some point, and that took its toll on me. And I had a podcast that day, and I'd like about 7 o'clock that morning, after an entire night of up and down, I was like, dude, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to reschedule this thing, man. Like, it's been rough. But anyway, that rescheduled podcast is going to be happening on Tuesday. I'm still in the air on a time. Not sure about that. But, yeah, and also, Liz, I am getting off of here, but I'm going to mess around with this a little bit more because there's a video issue. There's an output issue. There's an output issue, so I don't know. I'm going to figure that out. I might need to get up with Jamie and see if he has any insights on that. But way. I have just been in a bad way as of late. Just not in a bad way, but just like not feeling up to doing anything, feeling very lazy and super exhausted all the time. Just textbook depression. And I don't really know how to fix it. And I'm not going to take any medication ever. I'm not going to do that. I don't want it. My brain is precious, even as crazy as it is and insane as it is, it's precious. And I don't want to hurt it. I don't want to alter it. I don't want to, like, that thing, that stuff rewires your brain, man. And I'm not about that life. Oh, I know that, Liz. I'm just lazy. I'm just lazy, dude. I'm lazy AF. I could do that. But I just, honestly, I just don't. I don't see it happening anytime soon. Liz says exercise. I know that's the answer. It always will be the answer. But that's the cycle that I personally get locked into, is just you don't feel like doing anything, and then not feeling like doing anything turns into what's up, Bruce. Yeah, the video still keeps popping in and off, so yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that, but it's like you don't feel like doing anything, and then that leads to feeling bad or getting sad, and then that turns into eating like garbage, and then that turns into eating like garbage at the end of the night and then going to sleep, and because I don't eat during the day, like I rarely ever eat during the day. Like, I always eat at the end of the night and then, like, just pass out. But that's how the cycle begins. Like, you get tired, you don't feel like doing anything, then you don't want to go anywhere, and then you start eating, and then all of that just cycles in together, and where it's like, you know what, I'll start eating better soon, I'll start going on walks again soon, I'll start blah, 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 blah. I will. Tomorrow. And I know me well enough to be like, listen, I just know I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm just leaning into the fact that I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to run to Charlotte. I'll do some walking there. No, I could. There's just so much more that I could do and that I will do eventually. And I will do it because I've got I've got it on my list. And I will cross everything that's on my list off if it fucking kills me. But I've got it on my list. It will get done. It's just not going to get done this week because, damn it, I've had a long summer. And that's another thing, too. It's like I'm rewarding myself almost. It's like I've had a long summer. I've had a long summer, and I deserve this. I've earned this. And that's where I think a lot of the, like, where diets fail. Like, you go for so long, and it's like, man, I've done really good with this. Like, I've stuck to this diet. I've had it. I deserve this. I've earned this. I haven't had a cigarette in 2 weeks. You know what? I've deserved one. I've earned one. I haven't had a drink in like a month. You know what? I think I've earned myself a drink. You know, we all think like that. Every single one of us has that. No matter what, we've all fucking got that. And if you say you don't, you're lying. Forgive my language, by the way. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that on Facebook, the folks aren't used to hearing me say the F word. But still, I don't know, man. It's just pretty, I don't know. I'm not judging you, Liz.
I'm not judging you, Liz.
I don't know. There's just so much that I could do that I don't. We all do that. We all have that thing that where we're like, you know, I've earned this. I've done good. We reward good with bad, don't we? We like to do that, don't we? We love to reward good with bad. We love to say, I've done good. I've done good, and I haven't done this thing that I know that I shouldn't do, so I've earned this. I deserve this. And that is so dangerous. So many people, and I'm speaking to myself, so many people, myself at the top of this list, will to no end say, I have done good so far. Surely, that was the demise of my P90X. I did 77 days of P90X, 77 straight. Don't judge, my friend. 77 days of P90X straight. And on day 78, I said, you know what? I've done this for day 78, day 77. Day 78, I think I deserve a day off. And then the next day, we were like, you know what? I haven't had McDonald's in 77 days. I think I've earned a double cheeseburger. And then the next day, on the way back home, you know what? I haven't had Cracker Barrel blueberry pancakes in so long. I have earned this. And then 10 years of, you know what? I've earned this later. I am 150 pounds heavier than I was. And this is just, and I've not come close to going in the other direction outside of when I had a crippling addiction to cocaine. And everybody's all like, oh, that's, you're doing so good. Are you working out? I'm like, nope. Sure ain't. Oh. But seriously, though, I mean, that's just, and a lot of people are, they always say that I remind them of like that Robin Williams thing about like people who are just very happy but talk about being sad. But I talk about it. And that's the difference in me and somebody like a Robin Williams or somebody who is just very happy in their life. And they just hide this darkness about them and don't let anybody see it. As I put that darkness out on Front Street, like I let everybody know right where I stand, like I, and not like that's how I remove the power from it. So, like, that's just, but that's I've come to terms with the fact that I live there, and I'm always gonna have a little bit of darkness to me, but you know what? That darkness is almost what makes me myself, makes me me. The most, like, I think the most. That darkness is what makes me most myself, I think. But man, that Cracker Barrel, shit. Them blueberry pancakes, man. Give me that hash brown casserole. Give me that all kinds of nonsense. God, man. I was in such great shape, though. I was in such great shape. Man, watch this. Hold on a minute. Did I do that right? No, I didn't. Oh, hey, there's something. Let's do this here. Hash brown casserole is it. Let me go in here and do this. Oh, no, not that. Where's the other one? Oh, I gotta open it up from down here. Um,
Where can I find the Google Chrome thing? It's not up here.
I was going to be, doesn't matter. I was going to go back to some pictures of skinny me so we could reminisce, but. You know what? I'll just do a. Cancel that. And you know what? Let's go ahead and get rid of that. Yes, I want to remove that. Just do can I just do the screen, the whole screen? Okay, yeah, there we go. So, I did this thing for 77 days, and I only took pictures on up until the, I don't know, day 37 or something like that. I think it was 37. I know it was 37. Oh, where's the album? Boom, look at this child. I was like, all cut up. Oh, there's Buddy. So that was like, what, day 20, 27, 37. And I went like, 40 more days after that. 40 more days after that, I still went. I was all cut up, man. Not no more. Now I look like this. Terrifying. It's terrifying, man. Now, what can you do? But yeah. Anyway, now that I've done went and shown. Oh yeah. By the way, Facebook. You can watch YouTube video if you wanted to see that stuff. It's not important. They're actually in a P90X folder on my pictures and my profile. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close this thing down because I've already gotten almost up to an hour and I said I wasn't going to do that. So anyway, all right. Tuesday, there will be another episode coming. There may be another episode coming tomorrow, another solo talk like this. I have a few episodes that I need to catch up on. And there's going to be some extra episodes coming your way very soon. Like I said, I have had a lot of time off, and I think I've done my share of laying around. So I think I should probably get off my ass, which is technically not what I need to do because I have to sit here to do this. But I need to get off my ass either way. Anyway, I love you back, Liz. Love y'all too. Appreciate that. And I'm always going to torment myself. That's just what I do. I'm a tormenting soul. And tormented. But anyway, I am going to make it. I am going to make it a difference. Make it a difference. I'm reading what you're saying. I am going to make it a point to release 3 more episodes before the end of this week. One of those episodes is going to be with a guest. I will have more information about that soon. But that might just be the sort of thing where when we go live, you'll see it and we'll just be live. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be happening soon. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com, and there's a tip jar there if you guys want to help out financially. There's a place there you can do it. It's not necessary. I'm not asking for it. I'm just telling you that is where you can if you'd like to. It's not necessary, but certainly appreciated. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I will be doing my best to bring you better video quality in the future. Follow me on Twitter at Kelsey Hudgens, Instagram at Yonder Wizard, Facebook Kelsey Hudgens, and if you want to follow the podcast at MI Stuff Podcast on every form of social media, please go to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are available, and follow MI Stuff. And also, please, if you want to follow me on Spotify or anything, I've got all of my solo music is published on Spotify and iTunes and anywhere that music is available. You can download Kelsey Hudgens, my original stuff. So go do that if you want. There's links to all of that on my website in the About/music section. Also, merch is going to be coming soon. There's going to be t-shirts, there's going to be stickers, there's going to be mugs, there's going to be mouse pads, there's going to be koozies, there's going to be blockbusters, there's going to be, see, I said mouse pads, and I'm just trying to think of other obsolete things that there's going to be, but there's going to be calendars, there's going to be all sorts of things. But anyway, what's going on here? Anyway. I'm going to get out of here and let you guys get on with your lives. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.